Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, it's Audrey, producer at Spike and Crown Studios. Now's your chance to support a 3D animated horror film and get some awesome rewards in return. Check out spikeandcrown.com and visit our Kickstarter to make a pledge. You'll get our cutest dog, Sancho, the heroic basset hound, in full plush form. He's super cuddly, has a magnet nose, and comes with a real pet collar. Best of all, you can get producer credit, limited edition trading pins, digital collectibles, and much, much more. Check us out at spikeandcrown.com. That's SPIKEANDCROWN. There's a link at the top so you can visit our Kickstarter page, watch the trailer, claim these amazing rewards, and become a horror film producer. Isn't that cool? Once again, it's spikeandcrown.com, and we're live on Kickstarter.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Perfection, Brandy, perfection.
Yeah, total perfection.
Brandy, how are you? Happy Friday. What's going on?
Nothing's going on. Nothing good anyway. So, yeah, that's about it. Nothing.
Ah, okay. Nothing going on. Nothing. That's no fun. You have to tell me something. Tell me something exciting that happened this week, or something good, or something.
Tell me something good.
Yes.
I wish I could. It's been a relatively uneventful week.
Wow. You are just.
I could put my business in the streets. You want me to put my business in the streets?
You don't have to put your business in the streets, but give us something.
Oh, okay. So I started listening. Damn, that's loud. I started listening to Neil Gaiman's Sandman Act 3. And so, yeah, I enjoy the audio plays. And so, like, Act 3, you know, they're like one, it comes out like every year. So I've been waiting for Act 3 to come out. Because have you watched Sandman?
Nope.
On HBO?
On HBO or is it on Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix. My bad. Netflix. The audio play, I think, is better. But, you know, that's just, like, having listened to it and, you know, like, I have images of characters in my head already. Mm-hmm. And I know who's playing them, you know, like, who the audio, like, James McAvoy is the Sandman in the audio play.
Oh.
And, like, you know, it's all these actors that are doing the voices and on the, you know, on the Audible thing. So,
On...
when I'm watching it on TV, I have to, like, you know, be like, okay, these are new people.
Yeah.
I don't know them except for, what's her name? Kirby, Hal Batista. She's the only one that I know that's on that.
She voices her thing on the audio and is also on the show?
No. Kat Dennings is her character. She's Death. Kat Dennings is Death on the audio play, but she's Death in the show. What?
Death. Okay.
Death. Yeah. There.
Girl, I was thinking death. I was like, how do you be? I mean, like.
Death.
I got you
the
now.
The Reaper.
But I was thinking of death, and I was like, how can you, you know, play death on an audio drama?
Got
like,
it.
How is this happening? But okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you was saying death, but I was really thinking death. And I was like, the fuck? Like,
well,
not
yeah.
PC.
So yeah, I downloaded it, started listening to it. So I'm enjoying it. I guess that's a good thing for this week.
Awesome.
What's happening with you?
Oh, my deodorant's not lasting. I have really jumped on board with the braless movement.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you for having me here and allowing me to be a part of the club. It's just like bras are for the birds, and I really hate having to wear one. Last night I had to wear a strapless bra for like these board meetings and parent teacher conferences.
Why did you have to wear?
Because the shirt that I was wearing, and like I can't find like my bras, like something's in eating my bras in my house. Like they're just disappearing. Like I'm like, where are my bras? But it doesn't matter. I wore a strapless bra last night. And the second I got home, I was like, release the girls, release them. And then I saw this post on Facebook, and I told the girl, I was like, oh my God, I am stealing this. And she was like, okay. So it says this. I just found out that it's up to your family whether a female is buried in a bra or not. I'm just warning anyone in my family now. If you bury me with a bra on, I will haunt every one of you for the rest of your lives.
Oh, all right then.
I will make sure you don't have a bra on. Like, let the girls be free. Like, who wants to... I mean, obviously, I'm on a different plane, but my body don't want the bra on it forever.
I'm not going to be buried, so I don't have to worry about that.
What are your wishes? We need to know these things now.
I'm going to be cremated.
Okay. And yeah. Then do you want your ashes spread somewhere, or do you just want us to stare at you all day?
I want everyone to eat my ashes.
I'm good. I'll smoke them.
Eat my ashes, please.
Eat my ashes. No. But I might smoke them for you.
I'll roll them. You ain't going to get high.
I'll roll them in
you
my
might meat. Get drunk, but you ain't going to get high.
But I'm all like blowing .037. I don't know what the law is. I'm not really sure.
0.08.
Well, with
that
your
is,
ashes.
That is the, that's the legal limit is 0.038.
Oh.
So if you're blowing 1 point something, you're probably dead.
I said 0.1.
Oh, okay.
I mean, other than that, yay, no bras. What is going on this week for me? The kids are out of school today and yesterday. It's exhausting. I'm just so exhausted all the time. I got my voice back. I lost my voice last week fighting a cold like this. And I have like a lingering cough. What is she doing?
Did you know she was here?
Really?
No, I didn't.
Hi, they're out of the week.
Such a creep.
How did you get in here? Is there a hole in the wall? Like, where did you come from?
I don't know. Then I just...
Okay, well, you got to get out now. Because we're having adult talk. No wonder it was so quiet. And she didn't look at... There was no noise. She was just... Bye, Brinley. We love you. Close the door. I can see you. I'm not falling for it anymore. So... People, as you could hear, this is why it takes so long for us to get these episodes out nowadays. I am campaigning. That's what's going on as well. I'm in an election for the school board this year. So I feel like a
politician. Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. I said that to Jamal and he was like, what? I was like, vote for Pedro. And he was like, I was like, you don't get it, do you?
Has he not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
I was like, Napoleon Dynamite. He was like, whatever. And he was like,
oh my God.
I just can't with you anymore.
You are dead to me.
Pretty much. I have like 6 signs that I haven't hung up. I paid for them, so I should hang them up somewhere. Anyway, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Yes, it is. Hello, listeners. How are you guys doing? If this is your first episode, welcome. Thank you for tapping in. And if this isn't your first episode, welcome back. And thank you for listening. If you aren't already, you can follow us on Twitter, Book of Lies Pod, Instagram or Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflifespodcast.com. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/bookoflifespodcast. That's where you will find us lurking most of the time. We've got bonus episodes on Patreon. What else is on there? Who knows? Things. There's things on there. So check it out. Join us. We'd love to have you. Speaking of Twitter, okay, so apparently Elon has moved in and, like, you know, he's taking over, or what's the deal?
I don't know. I don't follow.
Okay.
I'm just like, whatever. Whatever.
I honestly think that social media is the devil, especially for, like, middle school kids. Like, it is such a cesspool, and they all turn into keyboard gangsters and talk all kinds of smack to each other. So I truly feel there should be, like, you can't be on social media until you're, like, 15.
I said, even then, it's fight me?
Do you want to catch Lee's hands?
Bitch, I'll meet you in the street. I'm with that beef. Bitch, I'll beat your ass.
Bitch, I'll beat your ass. And that's pretty much what it is, but they're like dogs. And they see each other in real life. It's like, hey, I didn't mean anything. Like, what? Oh, last time we talked, we were getting a call from the principal. Last time we were recording, all is well now. There was a suspension, and now we're back on track, I guess. I don't fucking know. Just pray for us, honestly. It's really rough in these streets. Brandy, you're watching anything new this week?
I started watching Sandman as well.
Also, you haven't watched it before.
No, it's new. It's a new show.
Right, but it's been on for a few months. You didn't watch it?
No.
Okay.
Like, I had started watching it, but then I didn't. Like, I watched one episode.
Yeah.
But I wasn't paying attention to it, so.
Okay.
I started watching it.
So, did you listen to the dramatic series on Audacity?
Audible.
Before you started watching the show?
Yeah, because it's, there's three acts now. So, it's act one. These are, okay, so, it's a comic, basically. It's a DC, graphic novel.
Oh, had no idea.
That Neil Gaiman did, yeah, with DC.
You say Neil Gaiman.
He's an author.
I know, that name sounds so familiar. Shame on me. What has he done? Sorry. Don't look at me like that. Sorry.
Yeah, so, yeah, Stardust, Good Omens, Coraline.
What?
Yeah, those are all his books that have been turned into shows and movies. What have you been watching?
Motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Motherfucker Jones?
Motherfucker Jones. So, I'm sure some of you guys have, but House of Dragons, it's over now.
I know.
The first season, and I think we should just talk about it really quick.
Okay.
If you have not watched House of Dragons on HBO Max, you might want to just skip ahead or indulge. We're not going to ruin everything, but
skip ahead 5 minutes.
We're going to talk about some tings.
Oh, man.
How's that, Mickey?
That's delicious.
Is it?
That's delicious!
Oh, I'm making a video of you drinking your Mickey's. So when was the last time you had Mickey's?
It has been a minute. Like, a real minute. I don't know. Some years, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And you are happy to have it.
Mickey's is so good. But you know what? Mickey's gives me a hangover. So, gotta.
Don't drink the whole 40.
That's crazy.
They didn't
have. I don't even think I can finish this, so.
You'll be peeing all over the place anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put this up on our Patreon. So, toodaloo. House of Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do a round robin. What did you think about the first season of House of Dragons and what we saw?
I enjoyed it. The time jumping, you know, was a little bit, frustrating, but I mean, you know, it's to move the story forward and I get it. So, I would have liked to have seen Christian what's his face not be a dick at the end.
The Knight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But whatever, you know. I guess.
I want to call him Kristoff. Oh my gosh. Sir Kristoff.
Sir Christian.
Sir Christian.
Yeah, he's an asshole. What did you think?
Because he got his feefies hurt, and then he was just like, you know, he took a bite of the forbidden fruit, felt bad about it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Felt real bad about it that he just became an asshole for the rest of his life.
Yeah, towards her family, towards her boys especially.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
I...
Like, you could have been their daddy, but no, you wanted to be a dick.
Look, you could have been the daddy. I gave you the chance to be the daddy. But no. But no. That's funny. He sure could have been the daddy. Maybe that's what his thing. He's like, man, them kids could have been mine. Man, oh man. Maybe that was his thing. The time jumping was, so I remember the first episode where the big time jump when the characters change. And my husband was like, what is this? Like, what are we watching?
Who are these people?
Yeah, who are these people? And I was like, they've gone through the time jump.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? And then I completely forgot about the time jump because I just kind of got into it. So I don't think it was as gory or as sensational as Game of Thrones.
Not yet. Well, yeah.
I think there were certain parts and they didn't like beat us over the head with it, that it was just
with
like
all the violence and all the,
yeah,
and all the sex, because there was a lot of sex and
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all okay. Right.
All right. And I think it kind of tapered off at the end and really went towards violence at the end rather than that. But there was a lot of stuff. Like, I felt like we didn't see a lot of other houses, like in different areas, like Winterfell the Vale.
We didn't go to the Seven Kingdoms. We just stayed at Dragonstone and
King's Landing.
Right.
For the most part, right? I might even want to see the Hightower Gardens or whatever. Like, you know, I just think it's funny that all of these families have been around for so fucking long, mm-hmm, and they're still playing this fucking game. And it's been going on for so long.
Yeah. Because we're 200 years before Game of Thrones. So, yeah. That's like three generations, though.
Right. I was shocked at the finale. Like, when it ended, I was like, no fucking way this is the end.
Right.
No way this is the end.
Like, we don't get to see, like, her get her
rage. I want rage. Yeah. I want brimstone. I want heads. You know what I'm saying?
Heads will roll. It's this family infighting bullshit. This is like, you know, all over a fucking crown.
Brothers
much,
and sisters.
Or a throne.
Nephews and shit. Like, mm-hmm, it's stupid. And then the play that Alicent played, like, she was like, oh, I've heard my husband, he's... And, like, to allow this to happen, like, she should have known better. Even though he said something that was meant for someone else and she misinterpreted it as something else, she wanted this message.
Yeah.
And she just jumped right in and did what she did. And I was like everything that unfolded in that episode, like, wow.
Was because of her.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then fucking Aegon the second, he's a piece of shit. Like, he's just a trash bag human being who should not be sitting on a throne.
No,
and
he's
his
a
mother is like,
yeah, he doesn't even want to be king. That's what's funny. It's like, He knows better. He knows he doesn't need to be king. He knows he should not be king.
Right.
But my mother is forcing me to do this job that I don't want to do because why?
Because
her dad wants
it. She took a dick and...
Because her dad wants it for her. Because she didn't want it.
No, and then she didn't even realize the pawn that she was. Oh, go sit and talk with him. He's sad. Console him.
Right.
She didn't realize this shit till like 30 years later that
you
got played.
She was a little kid, but still, yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I can't wait for the second season, and I hope there's more. Like, how many seasons were there of Game of Thrones? Seven? Six?
Six, I think, yeah.
I'm for it. I am here for it. Because at first I was like, we'll see what happens. I want to see more dragon play.
Yeah, I knew one of them, one of the boys was going to have to die.
Someone was going to have to die.
Yeah, I knew it would be one of her sons.
Really?
Yeah, because...
She has five sons.
Right. And of course, you know, that's what, you know, because she didn't want to go to war. She did not want to go to war. That was not her, you know, her intention. But now she's like, oh, you took my son.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her brother is going to have hell to pay. And his mama is going to have hell to pay, you know?
And that's what I was like, damn, it was his uncle.
And all that like, seriously, you being catty over some bullshit that happened like 10 years
ages
ago.
Ages ago, you deserved it.
Deserve it.
And then you're
he
gonna,
was over there literally threatening to kill him or hit him in the head with a rock.
He was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
They were all like little monster children. Like, who raised you guys?
Exactly. They were... The whole thing was that they were all picking on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got the dragon, he was like, yeah, I have a dragon now.
They were like,
well, that's my mom's dragon. And then they start fighting, you know, but they were fucking with him from the get-go, so, you know, I felt like he was justified in his, like, actions. It's taking the dragon, because that's what the whole reason he lost his eye was, because he was being stupid. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Dumb shit. You gonna die. You gonna die.
I was waiting for the king to die. I felt like we were all waiting for him to die. We were all waiting.
Yeah.
And, his face. So like, what did he have, like, leprosy or something? Like, what was his thing?
Was it grayscale?
I don't think it was grayscale, because with grayscale, like, it's a scale. He was having leeches on him.
Yeah.
They were sucking something out.
His face fell off.
His nose, maybe he had, what's that, the sexual
syphilis?
Disease? Yeah, the sexual disease.
The sexual disease. That nasty woman's disease. Yeah, I don't think he had syphilis, because syphilis also makes you crazy, and he wasn't crazy.
How about the abortion tea? How about that? Is that a thing?
There is shit that you can drink that could cause an abortion, but it's not, you know, I mean,
They use that as a means of plan B.
Yeah.
Here,
I mean, they don't have condoms.
Right, they just taking D's left and right. Like,
exactly.
I would hate it. Like, I'm not having all these kids. Like, throw me down the stairs. I'm sorry.
You're so ridiculous.
I'm so sorry. That was very insensitive. I'm just saying.
Once upon a time, I did try to throw myself down the stairs.
Oh, God. See what happens when, like, look at when they take away
when
our
you
reproductive
deny access
rights.
To, yeah, yeah, when you deny access to women's health care.
Just saying. But yeah, like, I could, like, I'm fertile too. Like,
Yeah.
No.
Same.
No. Get back, Jack.
Yeah.
Can't, no. Mm.
But, I mean, they want to have babies. That's what their whole job is, to just produce.
Right.
So.
But I just thought it was funny. They were like, oh, here's some abortion tea. Here you go.
Like, yeah, drink this.
Oh, she took her some tea? What? He made a special tea? What is this? But then Alicent used it on the chick.
Mm-hmm. The little servant girl, or whatever she was.
Because your son's a rapist. So was the son married to the sister?
Yes. His wife. That was his wife.
Which was his sister?
I guess so. Yeah. Because that's what they did. They married each other, you know? Or, like, just like I'm your uncle and I'm going to marry
uncle
you,
Uncle Daddy.
Niece. Exactly.
You're my uncle,
so,
Daddy.
So, yeah. He was married to his own sister, and...
They had children together.
She apparently, like, you know, didn't really give a shit that her husband was...
It's her brother!
Yeah, that.
Like, ew.
But I mean, it's not even a thought. Like, they don't even talk about it, you know? They don't, it's not a thing, because that's what they do. And that's what they did back in the, I mean, they married their cousins all the time.
It was his sister.
Yeah, I know. Biological sister.
I mean, they weren't Lannister twins or anything like that, but shit. He thought.
That's why Joffrey was insane.
He thought.
Because of that. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Yes. Okay. It's a really good series. If you haven't watched it already, definitely tap into that.
Yeah.
It's.
And if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, go back and watch that first.
Yes. Yes. That's how
especially I'm not into Game of Thrones. Like, what? You think it's cool to not be into a show. That's fine. But you don't have to say it like everybody who's into Game of Thrones is like a loser or something. How about you open your mind?
Open your mind.
Open your mind.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to talk about that because I did watch a finale this week. And it's pretty fresh in my mind. And that's the only show I've really been watching. I really don't have... Okay, I've been watching The Housewives, of course. Who's going to miss that? Did you watch all the reunion episodes of Beverly Hills?
I watched the first two. I missed the third one.
I watched the third one today. Mm-hmm. And it was Kathy Hilton time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad for Kyle. And her sister is just like... She's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
She's a piece of work. She's a spoiled brat. And
I don't doubt that at all.
She's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm. I do not doubt that.
And then they did a vignette about Kathy and her fucking tequila. Like, everywhere she goes, every party she's at.
She takes her
tequila. I brought my tequila. Hey, try some of my tequila. And Rena was like, I drank the tequila. I enjoyed the tequila. You know, I tried it on camera at other places. So when I was in... Colorado, I got Kendall Jenner's tequila, and you were so pissed off about it.
Is that what she was mad about? I thought she was mad because they weren't drinking the tequila.
She was mad about that because apparently she expected Kyle to put on, like, maybe, like, a tequila tasting for her tequila there. Like, she expected something. She expected Kyle to do something for her.
At the hat store.
Yes, at I want to call it Casa Dores.
No, it's like...
Kemosabe.
Yeah, there you go.
She expected her to do something. So Kathy was like, I was expecting something. Like, I was expecting you to do... She's like, but, that's what was going on in my head. So then Kyle's like, so it's my fault? Like, it's always my fault.
You didn't ask her. You didn't say, hey, why don't you...
Kyle was we were there to, like, do the hats and we had food and then they happened to have drinks. Like,
yeah.
I didn't, you know, do anything, but, like... In Kathy's head,
she had orchestrated this event and it snubbed her by not doing her tequila or whatever.
I don't even think that was that. Like, it was just like, I think it's because Rena ordered the other girl's tequila and Kathy was just
she's like, I'm pissed. And I was like, what is she mad about? Like, what are you mad about? Because right. I'm not drinking your tequila so, at this moment.
Apparently that happened. And then at the club that they were at.
Oh, God, there was a club and there was alcohol. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Trouble. So what happened there was she went up to the DJ and requested a song. And he's like, well, I'm not really playing any requests right now. Like
Kathy.
Yeah. The club is doing its
what
thing.
Fucking song was she requesting at a club?
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Oh, is that why they're like, why don't you understand that it's inappropriate or whatever?
He was like, well, we're not really requesting. We're not doing that right now.
We're not doing
and
that.
He was like, she was like, well, I've been here X amount of times. Like, why not? And he was like, well, where are you from? And she was like, L.A. And he was like, well, you should go back there. And then she was like, we're fucking out of here. Didn't give any explanation, and everyone was like, we're not leaving. Like, no.
They're still in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because she was like, play my song, and he was just like, no, bitch, I'm not playing your song. And she was mad.
Don't you know who I am?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Spoiled bitch behavior.
And so she was trying to get everybody to leave because they wouldn't play Billie Jean in the club.
Yes. Bitch, like, we're playing, like, Post Malone in here.
Right, we're not playing 80s music. Exactly. The fuck are you talking about? Get the hell out of here.
Oh, So that's kind of what spiraled them, like, leaving, and then all of the ranting that was going on, and Kathy, like, shredding Kyle.
Why would she shred Kyle over, she was still holding on to that other thing?
She blames that, exactly. She was holding on to that, and then she was talking big shit about everybody. And so Kathy was like, well, you know, there were no cameras. Like, you know, it was just me and you. I was just venting. And, you know, I thought I could.
I thought you were my friend and you weren't going to tell my secret.
I thought I could talk all that shit and you wouldn't say anything about it. And then Rona was like, well, I was abused. And she's like, what are you even talking about? She was like, you were yelling, you were doing all this. And it's like...
So she felt at that moment that she was being abused. And yeah. So
audio abuse, I guess. Audio ear abuse. I don't know.
Yeah, you're talking shit about all my friends and your sister of all people.
And I think that's what got her, because the shit that she was saying. Like, she was just saying, like, just mean.
Yeah, didn't she say she was like, I'm gonna take her down, or mm-hmm. I'm gonna ruin her family or some fucking shit.
I'm taking down Bravo, NBC.
Wow! She thought she was just gonna...
She thought she was big swinging dick. And she's like, you know, why am I recording with these peons? Like, get, talking all kinds of shit.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's crazy.
I would never. Oh, that was just you are a liar. And I'm like staring at her face. I'm like, bitch, you are lying. I can read it on your face, bitch. You are the liar.
That's so funny, because she could literally just be like, yeah, I said that. I'm sorry. Like, I was going on a tirade because I was upset and I was taking my emotions out on everyone else. Mm-hmm. You could just fucking own up to it. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking sit there and be like, I would never. Yeah, you would. Because mm-hmm. everybody would at some point in their lives. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if you're freaking...
Lisa Barlow, that fucking slut whore slept with half of New York.
There you go.
There it is, right there. She was like, I was just talking. Like, you know.
But if you're making up lies, like that, if you're making up stuff, that's one thing. I don't think that was made up. But again, because mm-hmm. then in her confessional, when they were like, is that... Did you make up any of that? She was like, no.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm-mm. Why would I?
So, I mean, you know, everybody has a moment where they lose their fucking, they tear their faces off and they like turn into a dragon and start fucking tearing people to shreds with their words.
I will rip off my face, you bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know.
Yeah, so that's what's been occupying my time. And, okay, so...
What are we talking about today, Sunny?
Hey! Okay, so I'm having a game night tomorrow at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to talk about on this podcast? So we're going to talk about game show frauds.
We should have done that. Anyway, go ahead. On America Says.
We should have cheated.
Yeah. I don't know how we would have, but, you know, we should have like, contacted the... What are the subjects? I mean, if I was that good, I you know.
Well, you know what? In investigating or doing the research for this episode, there is a lot of ways to cheat the system on games. And a lot of people, like, are able to cheat, like, The Price is Right and Wheel of Fortune, just by watching the shows consistently, mm-hmm. knowing the prices of things.
That's what you're supposed to do anyway.
Do your research, right?
Yeah.
Like, just paying attention to how they're pricing it. And they typically show the same things, like with Wheel of Fortune. It's usually, sometimes it's like the same.
The same clue?
The same phrase or a certain thing. This one chick got one letter in a phrase and knew the whole thing. Like she said an L and it was a phrase and she guessed and she got it right. Cause it was like letter apostrophe letter letter. Okay. So it's either like I've or I'll. I'm or something like that. Yeah. And it was something to the effect of like, I'm feeling really lucky. It was something along those lines and she got it. They're like, what the fuck? How did you do this? And she was like, oh, well, you know, with this letter here and then this letter here. And she guessed it and she got it. But she was also watching the show a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, I would like to go on Wheel of Fortune because I feel like I would win. Like that one, I feel like I could kick ass.
Well, there was another one. It was on The Price is Right. I have an actual one that I'm going to talk about. But this other one I came across was The Price is Right. And the guy and his wife just watched the show, studied the numbers. He made it to the showcase and guessed the exact to the T number of the price of the showcase. Won it.
Uh-huh.
With Drew Carey. Drew Carey was like, holy, like, oh my God, like right on the nose. I can't believe it. I was like, oh my God. Of course, they interview him later, and they find out that he's just been studying the show and studying the prices.
That's what you're supposed to do, though.
But he got it, like...
It was
in, like, 74 cents, like, some random number, and he got it.
Uh-huh.
So it can be done. You just have to do your research.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. Like, there's people that they that's what they do. They watch game shows. And they, like, because they're going to get on that game show, and they're going to try to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go on a game show and lose.
Who wants again? To go on a game again?
Again?
If you guys don't know our story, we decided to do a podcast after an interview, not an interview, an audition of a game show.
Mm-mm, for a game show.
For a game show. And here we are now, fucking 3 years later. Oh my gosh. Next year it'll be 4 years.
Wow.
Can you fucking believe that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about game show frauds. TVs, right? They were brought onto the scene in, 1942. That's when TVs were, like, mainstream. Everybody had a TV in their house.
Not everybody.
All rich-ass people had TVs.
Yeah, people who could afford to have a TV had a TV.
The first national live television broadcast took place November 18th, 1951.
First ever live. All right.
And with live television came game shows.
Interesting.
In the 1950s, like, it's live broadcasting, so now there's advertisers. One of the biggest advertisers that there was in that time was Geritol.
Old people medication.
Yeah.
Okay.
Geritol. So,
what? For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Geritol is involved with this fraud that I'm going to tell you about, or this scam. They were having game shows, and, like, they would have the same people on answering questions, just having them come back, and they would become, like, celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Like Ken Jennings.
Like Ken Jennings from Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, in the 50s, it was, what was this fool's name? The game show was called 21. And then on the show was this guy by the name of, his name was Herb Stemple. And it was in the late 1956.
He sounds like a short, overweight, bald man.
Okay. He was on the show called 21 on NBC. And he just kept coming back, but the crowd wasn't really feeling him.
Because he was a short, overweight, bald man?
No. I don't think he was short or bald at the time. But the advertisers were like, this guy's boring. He's predictable.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that's not.
Some people are into that.
Yeah.
But what happened was the producers were getting a lot of pressure because they're like, this is boring or these people are stupid. They don't know the fucking answers. Bunch of idiots.
Okay, so what kind of game show was it? A card game?
Questions.
Like, just
trivia.
Do you have to answer 21 questions or something?
I believe so.
So they would ask questions about, like, pop culture, about, like, film.
Okay.
And TV and, like, literature, you know, all that stuff.
So it was like Jeopardy. Sort of.
sort of.
Okay.
But then the advertisers wanted more. The producers were like, what are we going to do? Like, this is too unpredictable. Let's just script it. Let's make this a lot, so make it a little more predictable for us, and we'll, you know, bring excitement and this, that, and the other.
Okay, so basically they were like, he's getting the answers wrong, or people are getting the answers wrong.
This guy was getting the answers right, and he kept coming back. He was like, he was just winning a lot of money. He was winning,
okay.
So people just weren't impressed with him. They were just over him.
Okay, so we saw you already. Why are you here again?
Right.
Okay.
And so you have to go up against people. So you challenge. So it's like two people, and you know, it's a face off, a battle of the wits.
Okay. I want to go on Love and on the what was that show? The Newlywed Game. But I mean, I don't want to because I'm not gonna be married for much longer.
But you're not a newlywed either,
though. I know. I just want to go on that show.
You just dropped that gem on us real quick.
I know.
Okay, it's the Mickey.
I didn't, I had planned on telling.
If y'all listening, You know, some people don't even listen to, like, the middle end.
I had planned on dropping that gem in tea time, but we haven't done tea time yet. So.
Life is hard, guys. We stay so busy. But anyway, so Stemple. So it was Herb Stemple. He was a contestant on NBC's 21. He was coached by one of the producers. They were also feeding them the answers. So they were also giving them the right answers, and then they would script them. This guy, Stemple, they scripted him to lose.
Good.
Because
he kept winning too much.
He kept winning. He was like, he was on another show called $64,000 Question, which was a spinoff or something like that. But
$64,000 Question.
They were looking for someone to replace Stemple to boost the ratings, and there's also a movie was.
They made a movie about it.
Quiz Show from 1994.
Okay.
I never watched it.
I heard about it. I didn't watch it either.
I think it was Oscar nominated. I think I want to say Robert Redford or one of those motherfuckers.
One of
those motherfuckers.
Damn.
Ralph Fiennes. Mm-hmm. He starred in it. Robert Redford. Did I say that? Yes. Did I say Robert Redford? Okay. So he was the director of it.
Okay.
But anyway, they brought in a new booty to win. And it was someone by the name, what was his first name? Charles Van Dorian. So he was like a teacher at Columbia University. I think his father won a Pulitzer Prize. So they were like really excited about him. And he was probably more attractive than, like you said, short, fat, overweight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who at the time, or in the movie Quiz Show, John Turturro paid him.
Played him. Okay.
Yeah. They brought him in, and they coached or fed lines to Stemple to lose. He was like, I knew the answer, but he was told to throw the answer, and they said, okay, you know, we'll make sure you make it back on television. They made him all these promises, but he lost his money pot, like all of his earnings. He like lost that. And then after he lost, they didn't put him back on television.
Okay.
And he was pissed. And he ended up like going to the mountaintop and complaining, saying, hey, they're cheating. But all of the game shows were doing that. They were all giving the contestants the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew the answers. They were coaching the contestants as to what to say. And apparently if they were in like certain situations, like some games they were in like boxes. They would, like, turn the heat up so they would sweat, so they'd look like they were under pressure. Like, you know, they're producers. They're making movie magic, if you will, or game show magic.
Right. I mean, boring is boring. Nobody wants to watch boring TV.
Yeah.
Unless you're...
boring.
Exactly.
So, I guess Stemple won about $69,500. And then he lost on December 5th, 1956. And it was a question that he knew, but he was forced to not answer it correctly. He was pissed. So he went and snitched. He was like saying, hey, they're cheating. And they're like, you're just a sore loser. Like, just knock it off. And then someone...
But it's not losing if you're actually being cheated.
There was no evidence of, you know, how...
How they did it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And it was another TV show where it was called the $64,000 Challenge. Someone was coached to answer incorrectly. But even though they were given it, like, you're giving me all the answers.
So you fed me the right answer, but now you're telling me to answer it wrong.
Correct.
Okay.
For drama, for, you know, intrigue, because people are watching the shows. Like, at this time, everyone does not have a television, you're right, but everyone that does have a television, they're
watching the show. And there was only, like, two TV stations at that time. Exactly. So, yeah.
So they've got a captive audience. And these people think it's real. So, that being said, the new guy who won, Van Dorian, who's played by Ralph Fiennes, Ralph Fiennes, he goes on a winning streak. He becomes a national celebrity. But he's being fed the answers as well.
Right.
Right? And so he decides he doesn't want to continue on under the pressure of the producers by the name of, like, Enright and Freeman. And since Stemple lost his money, he starts to begin threatening legal actions against NBC because they didn't put him back on television. So then he decides to go to the New York County District Attorney.
Right.
And the District Attorney, his name was, like, Frank Hogan, he convenes a grand jury to look into the allegations of this fraud. Like, y'all don't have anything better to do. But, I mean, it is the 50s, right? And it's, like, TV, like, it's unregulated. It's unregulated. So it's the fucking Wild West. So they're doing whatever they want to do right now.
Yeah.
In the late 50s and early, it is the 50s, in late 1958 to 1959, a bunch of quiz shows get implicated, and they were all canceled. The last air dates of some of these shows was this show called Dotto, D-O-T-T-O, Dotto. It was canceled in...
D-O-T-T-O, Dotto.
Dotto, I guess. It was canceled in August of 1958, the $64,000 challenge. That was canceled in September of 58-21. That's the show that happened on, canceled in October. Then there's the $64,000 question, which was a spinoff of the $64,000 challenge. Sounds the fucking same to me. That was canceled in November. There was Tic-Tac-Doe.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that got canceled December of 58.
And then they must have rebooted it or...
They've rebooted all these shows.
Every single show. Yeah,
and then For the Love or Money was canceled in January of 1959. So they conveyed a grand jury to investigate the allegations of the show fixing. At the time, it wasn't a crime, you know, so there's no witnesses. Like, how are they going to figure this out?
Mm-hmm.
But they did have, like, and they did, like, a 9-month grand jury. No indictments were handed out. Yeah, so the scandals took place at a time when television was still emerging as a medium and had yet to become established like it is now. But the behavior of the producers and contestants when it was exposed to public was like, holy shit, how dare you? Oh, my God, I can't believe this is so fake. Oh, my gosh. So many expressed...
I can't believe this is crazy. I can believe it.
Many expressed concern about the potential for the young medium of television to influence society in negative ways. But there was some act that they had to, that was modified to bring into, it's like the, I don't want to say it's the Communications Act. It's like some act of 1936. Because what was also going on is there was, like, an investigation about, like, people who were into, like, fascism and communists.
Mm.
They were, like, saying... You know, trying to see if people were involved with those groups.
Right, yeah. I want to say something like standards and decency or some fucking shit like that.
Something like that. Oh, no. So what they were working on was the... Oh, yeah, it is. It's the Communications Act of 1934. So as a direct consequence, Congress amended the Communications Act of 1934 to prohibit networks from prearranging the outcomes of quiz shows in the United States, since it's become a standard industry practice for game show producers to monitor. So game show producers have to monitor their shows just to make sure there's no cheating going on. But they were sending contestants questions and answers. Oh, and then, so apparently they were pre-running the episodes or doing like a run through. So I would ask you all these questions, and one contestant was a woman. they asked her a question and she didn't know the answer. So then on live television, they asked her the same question and she still didn't know the answer and she was eliminated and she tried to sue them. Because she was like, you know, you guys wanted me to lose. You knew I didn't know that answer.
Right.
And they were like, well, get the fuck out of here. And she was like, well, you can either let me back on the show or you can compensate me like $120,000. And
what?
Yeah. And she was one of the people that was like gung-ho saying, hey, they're fixing these. Like,
well, yeah, because you're not supposed to ask the same questions. Like, if you're doing, like, a screening, you know, like, an audition, and I don't know the answer, why the fuck are you going to ask me that same fucking question? You already know how I'm going to answer it. So, yeah, that's cheating.
She was like, well, fuck
you're
you
fucking
guys.
Cheating.
You guys are fucking cheating. And, like, the hosts were involved, too. I guess one of the hosts, Jack Barry, he was, like, named in, like, these allegations and, like, after they were implicated on the fraud shit, their shows got canceled and some of them like never worked again. Some of them left the country. They went to Canada. Oh yeah. So this is the person, Dale. It looks like Logan
Earnhardt.
It's Dale Logue, and the show is called The Big Surprise. He filed a lawsuit against the show's production company, Entertainment Productions Inc. seeking either $103,000 in damages or reinstatement on the show as a contestant. And it's a girl. Her claim was that after being asked a question she did not know in a warm-up session, that she was asked the same question during the television show. Her assertion was that this was done intentionally with the express purpose of eliminating her as a contestant. At the time the lawsuit was filed, one of the executive producers called her claim ridiculous and hopeless. She asserts that they tried to like settle for like $10,000, but they still deny this. But she was like, "Fuck you guys! Like, I'm putting my name down. I know what you guys fucking did."
Cheaters.
Mm-hmm. And then in August 1958, on the show Dotto, there was. They said that they found a book, a notebook containing all the answers for a show contestant. Like, oh, this is for Marie, and here are all the answers, and here we're delivering it to you on the set. Like, they would just feed these contestants the answers. So I really think that the Canadian team cheated when we played them. America says, because they're not even American, just saying. But
they're expats.
Whatever that means. This is a short. This was a shorty little doo-wop for today. I just wanted something light and fun since we're gonna play games tomorrow.
Right.
And why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not have some fun? But now they're not supposed to be cheating on shows, of course. But who knows? But then I was watching a bunch of like fraud, like cheating stuff on game shows, and it's like, oh, you guys cheated, like. Someone said something instead of something, and they're like, you don't win.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You don't win.
You didn't pronounce the word.
You didn't pronounce
every letter of the word. So, yeah, no, you can't do that. Yeah. Because that's how people talk.
Uh-huh, she was country. But, yeah, they would do, like, someone pronounced something wrong, and they're like, no, you don't win. Or, like, a kid on Jeopardy, when it was, like, Kids Jeopardy, mm-hmm. He knew the answer, but he misspelled it. Like, he had a letter or two off, and they didn't let him win.
Yeah. You can't do that. Like, if you take off points for pronunciation or spell, like, if I'm pronouncing the word, you know the word mm-hmm. that I'm pronouncing.
Yeah.
And you're docking me because of my accent, I'm gonna be pissed.
Mm-hmm. And then people are like, when did Jeopardy become the fucking spelling bee? Like,
that. Because I've seen adults misspell shit and they get that shit right. Like, they win, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, dude, I'm fucking 12. Like, I can't spell. Like, come on. The Emancipation Proclamation, I can't spell. Like, you know what I was saying, right?
Yeah, that's I call bullshit. That right there, I'd be like, that kid won, and if I was in the audience, I'd be like, that kid won! They'd be like, have to escort me out, ma'am.
Ma'am, have a seat, ma'am. No, that kid won. I mean, game shows are game shows. I think they're rigged. We were on a game show. They didn't give us no answers, unfortunately. So maybe we were in the dark.
Well, okay, to be fair, we didn't even get to fucking play. Like, we answered the first one, right? And then they answered all the rest. Like, we didn't even get to play.
And they need to fix that shit, because it's like, oh, they've got all the points, so they went all mag. Like, what? How do we even
get? Yeah, because we went first, then they went, and then they went again. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, it going, and so, yeah, it was just like, what?
Whose rules are these anyway?
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they probably, I don't know if they've changed it. I haven't watched the show since.
They lied to us. They were like, we'll have you come back on the show.
Okay. John Michael Higgins, you owe us a show.
Nigga, it's been 3 years.
I have my phone numbers changed, but they still have my email.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Something lighthearted and fun. We just like talking with you guys, and we miss you. Yeah, I just need to get this election over with, November 8th, and I need to sell a house, and then I'll have more free time. And Brandy, tell me something good. Tell me a thumbs up for the week.
My thumbs up for the week. Halloween is coming.
Oh yeah.
I like Halloween. I love Halloween. My daughter says she wants to be a zombie Chucky.
Okay.
So I'm like, do I need to get you a red wig? And I was thinking about getting that red, you know, that red hairspray shit that they have.
You can cut her braid off.
Cut her hair off and spike it up like Chucky. Actually, the new Chucky has like bangs and shit. But I'm like, okay, so I would need to get her some overalls and some red shoes. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. So she's just going to, I'll just fucking paint some freckles on her face, mm-hmm. and maybe find some red hair, you know, whatever. And she could be did you watch Bride of Chucky?
No.
Oh, no. Not Bride of Chucky. A Seed of Chucky? No. Well, at the end, there's a daughter and a son. Jennifer Tilly has Chucky's babies.
Of course she does.
Yeah, it's stupid. I'm like, how does a doll produce semen? But he did. Anyway, and Tiffany inseminated her with Chucky's seed. So I was like, okay, so she can be the daughter at the end, the crazy looking daughter who has this frizzy ass red hair, and we'll just go from there, because I'm not going to go buy overalls and all that other stuff. And it's not too late to order a Chucky costume from Amazon, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, my oldest thinks like I'm supposed to spend all my money on her, and whatever she wants, that's what's supposed to happen. And I'm just like, no, bitch, that's not how it works. But I am going to take her by the freaking spirit store and see what's popping once we're done recording.
Oh, you're going over there today.
I need some new deodorant.
Okay.
I need new deodorant, need some lotion. I feel like I could have ordered all this stuff on Amazon.
You could have.
But I'll go out in public, I'll take my kids, which I don't like doing. I don't like taking them anywhere because...
I get it.
It's really annoying.
I get it.
And,
Because when you get into a store... or any location that has items for sale, the question is, can I have this? Can I have this? Can you buy me this? Can you buy me this? Can I get this? Can I get this? And it's like, I came in here for one thing.
Don't
ask me for nothing. And then you do the talk before you get in the store. We're going to go in this store. I'm going to get what I came here to get, and you don't ask me for nothing. And then as soon as they get in the store, they ain't even on an aisle yet asking for shit. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, what's your thumbs up for the week? Do you have a thumbs up for the week?
We have a new sponsor.
Oh, that's exciting.
Spike and Crown Production is launching. They've launched a Kickstarter.
Okay.
So you can be a producer on a animated horror movie.
and it's currently in
production. Will they take my $10? Is that going to work for them?
They will take your $10.
Because I remember you, like, I was like, hey, can I be an investor? You're like, oh, no, it has to be thousands or
give
some shit.
Give me thousands.
I was like, well, you can have $10.
Well, the Kickstarter is ready for you. There's plushies.
I give you $10.
There's plushies. There's
put my
pens,
name on some shit.
There's all the things. So listen to the promotion afterwards. Or maybe it was before. Who knows? And wherever I decide to put it, check it out. It's awesome. It's a lot of work, but check it out, and I'm excited to share this with you guys. I mean, other than that, Halloween's coming. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to be a sexy vampire. I'm just going to be sexy. I'm just going to put makeup on and just be sexy. Like, what are you for Halloween? I'm sexy.
I'm sexy. Who's sexy?
I'm sexy.
Who's sexy?
I'm sexy. Fuck it up. yeah, I mean, that's about it. I'm going to be sexy. I'm going to, like, just be sexy.
Okay.
That's about it.
Who are you, sexy?
Sexy. Okay, babe. Okay, I see you.
Big sexy.
Big sexy. Call me Big Sex. Hey, check us out. Go to bookoflicepodcast.com. Visit us on the social medias if you do that thing. Book of Lies Pod on Instagram. No, Book of Lies Pod on Twitter. Book of Lies Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.